Hello, this is Auntie Bee's Knees with your business report for the week of September 8th. Peace activists are working hard this week to oppose and disrupt an international arms fair being held in the UK from September 9th to 12th. The Defence Systems and Equipment International Exhibition and Conference, or DSEI, takes place at the Docklands Excel Centre in East London. The four-day show includes 950 exhibitors, warships cruising the Thames, fighter helicopter displays, and brainstorming sessions on topics like integrated multinational defence and unmanned military vehicles. The Excel Centre, a modern complex in London's Docklands, will host companies selling small arms, missiles, planes, tanks, military electronics, warships, armoured cars, surveillance equipment, chemical weapons defense, and riot control gear to buyers from all over the world. At least one manufacturer of cluster bombs will be in attendance, though manufacturers have been kindly asked not to put the controversial bombs on display. Cluster bombs dispense a number of submunitions that are supposed to explode on impact, but often lie waiting to be disturbed, usually by hungry children mistaking the bombs for food packets. At least two manufacturers of depleted uranium shells will also be exhibiting at DSEI. Depleted uranium is a highly toxic heavy metal used to coat armor-piercing shells. Ingestion of depleted uranium dust from exploded shells has been linked to kidney damage, cancer, and central nervous system disorders. Many defense companies plan the launch of new systems and equipment, as well as the announcement of significant orders, alliances, and joint ventures to coincide with the show. Multinational defense contractors like BAE Systems, General Dynamics, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, and Ultra Electronics will be on hand to display their latest death-accelerating creations, alongside less likely companies such as Daimler Chrysler, Ford, Goodrich, Inglis, and the Puget Sound Rope Company. Though the DESI is an international affair, only weapons manufacturers from certain parts of the world will be exhibiting, such as the UK, US, Canada, Europe, Israel, South Africa, Australia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Pakistan. Among the Canadian companies taking part in this extravaganza are Fort Erie, Ontario's AeroSafe Technologies, a manufacturer of machinery parts for aerospace defense and satellite surveillance. Montreal's CAE will also be taking part. CAE provides training and advanced simulation technologies to military clients around the world, including the U.S. Navy, which has recently awarded CAE a contract worth up to $12 million. Also attending from Montreal, Ingenuity Technologies sells visualization software for major defense contractors. Ottawa's DY4 Systems provides computing hardware for military and aerospace applications. Toronto's Nucon Optics sells high-powered binoculars and night vision products to hunters, law enforcement officials, and the military. Also based in Toronto, PCI Geomatics creates software for imaging and surveillance of large geographic areas. And Toronto's International Custom Products Incorporated, which at first appears to be a rather innocuous dealer of parachutes and protective cases, is in fact one of North America's leading manufacturers of the RAM air decelerators used in aircraft-deployed cluster bombs. The arms industry has changed dramatically since the end of the Cold War, shifting from mostly nationally owned and operated enterprises toward more privately run multinational companies. International production has not only provided a cheaper source of labor for dominant Western arms companies, but has also worked to undermine national export controls. Arms exhibitions have changed along with the industry. From 1976 until 1991, the British Army Equipment Exhibition and the Royal Navy Equipment Exhibition were held in alternate years in Aldershot and Portsmouth. In September 1993, these fairs were combined into a single showcase for Navy and Army equipment. After Tony Blair's Labour government was elected in 1997, the Royal Navy and British Army Equipment Exhibition was sold off to the commercial sector and DSEI was born. Significantly, the Royal Navy and British Army Equipment Exhibitions were showcases for UK companies selling to international buyers. Now, companies come from around the world, and their sales are arranged without being subject to UK export controls that might regulate the kinds of weapons that can be distributed and to whom. UK Ministry of Defence officials are adamant that the trade of weapons for cash in violation of UK export licensing laws won't be allowed at the site of the fair. But the government has little power to regulate deals that are made for the procurement of weapons and other military equipment at a later date. This week's arms fair is expected to attract as many as 20,000 military and government officials from around the world. These buyers will meet with international arms dealers to discuss and conduct business transactions for the purchase of weapons and military training. One in three of the world's governments will be shopping for military equipment. Adversaries will shop side by side for weapons to use against each other. And everyone in attendance will have been invited by the UK's Ministry of Defence, even though half of the countries invited are not even allowed to buy weapons under the UK's 2002 Arms Control Act, which bans arms sales by British companies to regimes which could use the weapons for internal oppression or external aggression. 80 governments have received invitations to this year's DSEI. While Iran, North Korea, Somalia, Yemen, and Indonesia won't be present, the invitation list includes Saudi Arabia, Syria, Algeria, Turkey, Israel, Pakistan, India, Afghanistan, China, and Colombia. Many of these countries have purchased weapons from UK companies over the past 2 years. Since Tony Blair's Labour government was elected, the UK has licensed arms and military equipment to 20 countries engaged in serious conflict. 14 of these countries were invited to DSEI 2001, and many have received invitations to DSEI 2003. The arms fair is thus directly engaged in fueling conflict around the world, enabling arms companies to sell weapons to countries on the brink of or even in the midst of military conflict. DSEI is organized and operated by a private company, Spearhead Exhibitions, but the fair is sponsored by the UK government. The UK's Ministry of Defence has provided £500,000 worth of financial support for this year's event. It is also supplying defence ministers and civil servants to attend, financing the visits of the UK government's invited guests, and paying for British military personnel to demonstrate equipment on behalf of arms companies. The Ministry of Defence rationalises its support for the DSEI with the argument that the defence industry brings £5 billion worth of revenue each year into the UK and provides 90,000 UK citizens with jobs. But the UK government subsidises the British defence export industry to the tune of £763 million each year, or £8,500 for each of the 90,000 jobs the arms business provides. While the arms trade accounts for only 2% of UK exports, it is the most heavily subsidized sector of the UK economy after agriculture. Over the past 5 years, the arms trade has absorbed more than 30% of the UK government's export development funding. The UK government provides a range of services for arms exporters, including face-to-face marketing by Tony Blair and his ministers, assistance with financing, and the support of a 600-member Defence Export Services Organisation, or DESO. DSEI is run in association with DESO, which is responsible for the promotion of UK arms exports and coordinates arms trade support within the Ministry of Defence and Parliament. Peace activists in the UK held large-scale protests against the last DSEI conference in 2001, and a wide range of protest actions have been planned for this year's events. As many as 60 grassroots groups and non-profit organizations from the UK and Europe say they will be joining the protests against DSEI. Disarm DSEI is the name of one coalition that is formed to shut down the conference. A number of organizations, including the Campaign Against Arms Trade, Reclaim the Streets, and Socialist Alliance, are involved in actions taking place over several days in London and elsewhere in the UK. Three peace activists were arrested last week after locking themselves into Spearhead Exhibition's headquarters. Staff from Spearhead had to break in through windows to ask the protesters to leave. A fourth person was arrested while trying to hang a banner from the outside of the building. Last Monday morning, about 40 activists blocked the two main entrances to the Excel Center while tanks and other military hardware waited to be brought inside for display. On Tuesday, 20 people descended on the headquarters of Fluent Limited, a computer modeling software company in Sheffield, barricading themselves inside revolving doors and hanging a banner over the main entrance that read, "Fluent, Deal in Death." On Wednesday, activists occupied the roof of a BAE Systems factory in Surrey, hanging a banner that read, "Destroy the Arms Trade." On Friday, activists from Birmingham staged a rooftop protest at the headquarters of Caterpillar, unfurling a banner that read, "Caterkiller, Demolishing Palestine, Demolishing Peace," in protest of the sale of armored Caterpillar bulldozers to Israel. On Sunday, as DSEI attempted to sail four naval warships along the Thames, 30 activists were able to disrupt the maneuver, and the last two ships in the convoy aborted their journey, stopping 7 kilometers downstream. Further protests like these are expected over the next few days. To respond to protests, Scotland Yard has drafted 1,600 officers from across London to police the event at a cost to taxpayers of more than £1 million. Many of these officers will be guarding the exhibition site itself, billed as a secure area and surrounded by heavily guarded fences and surveillance. It's very reminiscent of the kind of police presence witnessed at anti-globalization protests like those that are going to be held this week against the meeting of the World Trade Organization in Cancun, Mexico. It's ironic that this massive arms fair is being held concurrently with WTO negotiations in Cancun as the International Trade Policy Body tries to make headway on its so-called development round of talks. After all, the arms trade is antithetical to international development. Money spent on weapons and military defense cannot be spent on education, water, health, or housing. Arms fairs like the DSEI reveal clearly where the priorities of rich and powerful nations like the UK truly lie, in defending their own economic interests and military dominance. We'll have a report on the WTO talks in Cancun for you next week. Until then, this is Auntie Bee's Knees reminding you to put your money where your mouth is and invest ethically.